or you can visit our website at www.churchofjesuschristhop.org. Praise be to God for our general overseer and founders, Bishop Elbert Mulberry and Annie Mulberry. Come worship with God's great body of people and be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good afternoon. You've just tuned into the Starlight Baptist Church of Marksville, Louisiana radio broadcast with host Pastor Reverend Van Jones. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Come on, clap your hands. In my
life. Luke, the 18th chapter, 18th chapter, verse 35 to 37. Brother Diggins, don't let me get too hot, please. Pastor just hot nature, but don't let me get hot. I might start taking off some clothes. Y'all don't want to do that. Amen. Praise the Lord anyhow. Amen. Luke, the 18th chapter. Y'all praying for me? Amen. Please do. Amen. Starting at verse 35 to verse 38 is on our screen. Amen. Let's read 35. And it came to pass. A certain blind man sat by the wayside begging, and hearing the multitude, passed by, and he cried, saying, Jesus, thy son of David, have mercy on me. Thank you so kindly. Man, we're going to stop there. You can read all the way up to 43, but we're going to stop there. This morning, we're going to talk about cry out to Jesus. Amen. Cry out to Jesus. If anybody you ought to cry out to, it ought to be to the Lord. Amen. For all what the Lord have done in your life, in our life. Amen. The first thing we see that Jesus passed by. We look at this message this morning that every day was the same for this blind man. Every day was the same. A dark world. And many folks are living in a dark world. Even though there may be light, you're living in a dark world. He would get up every day and sit by the wayside and begging. When he heard people pass by, amen, he would cry out to them, money for the blind, money for the blind. And that's all he had to do because he was blind and he was a beggar. He couldn't get no job, amen. He couldn't do nothing but beg, amen. And a lot of people sit around begging, but they can get a job. A lot of people are not blind, but they're spiritually blind, and they started begging. But this man had a great excuse because he was blind, and that's all he had to do, amen, was beg for money. But one day, today was a different day. But today was different. A larger crowd, unusually crowd. Look at him, passing by him. It wasn't the same crowd that he was used to looking, used to hearing, but that day was unusual. And sometimes your life can be different on this day. Amen. Usually crowd that passed by him, amen, he asked them, he asked what was happening, what is going on, because something strange is going on. Something is not the same, it's not the same crowd that I hear. And that ought to be something strange that you hear when you come to the house of the Lord. That ought to be a different crowd, a different atmosphere. You ought to feel something different. This man noticed that the crowd was different. And he asked them, what is going on? And they say to him, Jesus of Nazareth, look at him, is passing by. Passing by. Have Jesus ever passed by where you at? Have he ever passed by your home, passed by in your life? When he passed by, that ought to be a different atmosphere. There ought to be something different. There ought to be something strange about when Jesus passed by. You ought to not feel the same. You ought to not be the same when Jesus passed by. If you remain the same when Jesus passed by, there's something wrong. They say Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. He knew that. He knew that this was a window opportunity for him. Jesus passed by, soon he was be gone. And he began, the Bible say, he began to shout, cry out to the top of his voice. Look at him. Jesus, Son of David. Look at him. Jesus, he shouted out, Son of David, have mercy on my brother, on my mama, on me. There come a time in life you ought to tell the Lord, have mercy on me. I'm standing in the need of prayer. That's all right to say, you know, mama, daddy, sister, brother, but it comes a time in life when you're going through something in life, when you're facing your dilemma, when you're facing your trouble, when you're facing tragedy, and nobody but the Lord, you ought to say, Lord, have mercy on me. Sing a song, and not my mama, not my daddy, but me standing in the need of prayer. He said, Lord, have mercy on me. He was blind. The Bible says he was blind, but he had a voice. He was blind, but he had a voice. Your children need to hear you call on Jesus. You hear what I say? Is this thing on? I say your children, our children, need to hear you call on Jesus. When the last time you call on Jesus in front of your children? They need to call, need to hear you call on Jesus. Amen. That they need to hear you say, the Lord will make a way. They need to hear you say, the Lord will make a way, huh? He did not say Jesus of Nazareth, amen, a great prophet. They need to hear you say, Jesus, the Lord will make a way. Somehow, they need to hear you say, just trust in the Lord. Watch him move. Maybe that's why we got some more problem in our home, because our children don't hear you say Jesus all the time. We hear you say gossip. We hear you, amen, they hear us talk about people. They hear you scandalizing everybody's name. But when the last time you talked about Jesus in front of your children? When the last time you got down on your knees and prayed for your children? maybe that's why we're having a problem in this world, because not enough church people are going down in the knees and with your children. Have mercy upon me. It's right there. Huh? He did not say Jesus of Nazareth, a great prophet. Come on. He is the son of David, the Messiah. He said, I've heard, when they told me Jesus, I've heard about his teaching and how he healed the sick, how he raised the dead. You ought to tell them that. Amen. When they get down, you ought to tell them, I know a man that can specialize impossible things. I know a man that can break every yoke. I know a man that can destroy every yoke. I know a man, if you just hold on to him, call on him. Cry out to Jesus. I have a problem. We want to cry out to everybody else. But when the last time you cried out to Jesus? You say, I heard that he opened the eyes of the blind. He cried out to Jesus. Amen. He cried out to Jesus. He heard about Jesus. That's the one you need to cry out to. It's all right to cry out to everybody else, but anybody else can save you. And nobody else can wake you up in the morning. Anybody want to praise God with me this morning? Anybody can start you up on a brand new day. Every second I wake up, I say, thank you, Jesus. And let me tell you something. Let me help some of you out. You don't have to be no certain denomination. All you got to be a child of God. You can call on him. He said, have mercy upon me. Why did he tell him? One day he heard that Jesus passed by. He heard Jesus passed by. And I think one day he heard Jesus by. I think, my brothers and sisters, that every child of God need to have a one day in their life. Or to have a one day in your life. Huh? One day the Lord will make a way. One day it's going to get better. One day you will be on top and not the bottom. You ought to have a one day in your life. One day I'm going to get myself together. I believe this is going to be the day. One day the Lord's going to pick me up. One day I'm not going to be down always. I'm going to get up from that one day. You ought to have a one day in your life. He heard. He cried out, Jesus, have mercy upon me. But those heard him, see, crying, hollering, shouting. They heard those near him said, shut up, old man. He's blind. They say, shut up. You too loud. Shut up. Have anybody ever told you in church, be quiet? Have anybody ever told you, shut up, be quiet? It don't take all of that. But you see, what they don't understand, you don't know where God brought you from. They don't understand the Lord that picked you up. They don't understand how he brought you out the darkness to the marvelous light. They don't understand. And you want me to shut up? You want me to be quiet? I just can't hold my peace. Do I have anybody in here that just can't hold your peace? Do I have anybody here who don't mind praising God? Don't tell me be quiet. If you want to see me shout, you want to see me act a fool, you should have been with me when the Lord saved me. You tell me be quiet? I just can't hold my peace. You see, we can't hear what Jesus is saying. Be quiet. Amen. He shouted even louder. Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Sometimes people don't know what you're really going through. People don't see the pain. They see your glory, but they don't know the story. Come on, talk back to me. Huh? They see how you is right now, but they don't see you when you were down. They didn't see you when you were crying at midnight. They didn't see you when you didn't have food to eat. They didn't see you when you couldn't pay your bill. And God opened doors for you. And you trying to tell me, be quiet. They don't see you when I'm on my deathbed, when the doctors almost gave me up. And you mean to tell me you want me to be quiet? Help me, Holy Ghost. I just can't hold my peace. Let me tell you something. When you say you are a child of God, you ought to act like, don't let people stop you from praising God. Don't let nobody hold you back from to hold you back. Now, don't let it be a show, because if you praise them today, you ought to be to praise them on Monday morning. You ought to be to praise them on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Don't come here on Sunday acting a fool, because if you only really see me praise God, you ought to follow me to 156 Isaac Bouvier Road, and I show you how the Lord act through with me and my wife. Bless you all week long. You come out here and you ought to show enough act the fool, because the Lord been that good. Have mercy upon me. On me. You will always have some who will try to block your blessing. Always have some that will try to block your blessing. Don't let them do it. You know, some people are happy when you're down. But as soon as God elevates you, they get mad. Long as you down and they up, they're all right. But when God start, when Jesus starts blessing you, those rascals start getting mad. They start to chee-cheeing, start to talking about you. Long as I was down, you ain't say nothing. Long as I was acting the fool, you ain't saying a thing. Long as I was drinking and smoking and gambling, you ain't saying nothing. But as soon as I stopped doing all that stuff, now you're mad at me, huh? But let me tell you, let him be mad, because can't nobody do you like Jesus. They tried to block his blessing. They are called block stoppers. I gave you that for free. They call block stoppers. They try to block you and stop you. Amen. He was blind, a beggar, and now they're trying to block him from his blessing. Amen. But he is hollering. Some people say, don't take all of that. Be quiet. Don't take all of that. Be quiet. Well, I believe if you are hurting bad enough, you are hollering loud enough. If you hurting bad enough, you hollering loud enough. Amen. Have anybody ever been hurt with pain? Have you ever been sick and you cried out to the Lord at midnight? Church is not here, but you are the church. Lord, have mercy on me. You cry out loud enough. Matter of fact, I thought about something. He wasn't talking to them. He was talking to his way maker. Talking to his healer. Talking to his deliverer. Talking to his open door maker. Do you know him? He was talking to my all in all. My only hope, which is Jesus, huh? They wanted him to hold his peace. Not today, buddy. Not today, boo-boo. I can't hold my peace. The Lord being too good to me. Lord brought me from a mighty long ways. The Lord got a way of getting a shout out of us. Even if he got to hurt you. even if he got to knock you down, he got a way of making you shout. He got a way of making you throw your hands and say, thank you, Jesus. He got a way of making you just nod your head. Some kind of way you go, he going to get some glory out of you. Some kind of way he going to get the glory out of you. You can sit there if you want, all tight up. It ain't going to work with Jesus. He got a way of making you throw your hands up. He'll make you forget your denomination and praise him. But can I tell you, if your denomination make you, amen, make you not want to praise God, you need to get rid of it. Because I serve a God that's able to lift up a bowed down head. He said, I'm not today, I'm not going to hold my peace. Huh? He cried out, Jesus, have mercy on me. When Jesus passed by, you should cry out to him with bold faith. Have mercy upon me. Well, this might be your only chance. Don't miss it. Don't let this opportunity, moment, to cry out to Jesus. This year, might be your year to be blessed. 2026. This year might be your year to be blessed. Something you've been holding back, something you need from the Lord, you need to cry out to Jesus. Quit calling that 1-800 number. You need to call the one number, 111. One for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the Holy Ghost. Don't miss it. Cry out to Jesus. Then the Bible say, when they couldn't stop, he cried out. Amen. He say, in verse 40, say, Jesus stood still. Have you ever prayed and Jesus stood still? Have you ever got Jesus' attention and he stood still? Have you ever really got down and praying and God heard your prayer? Not like this morning in the Sunday school lesson. One prayed, lift himself up to honor, and one prayed, said, Lord, forgive me, I'm a sinner. He humbled himself. The other one exalted himself, picked himself up, talking about, Lord, I thank you that I'm not like those. I thank you I'm not like the sinner. I thank you I'm not like this. I give time. But the other one said, Lord, I'm just a nobody. I'm just a sinner. Have mercy on me. Some prayers we pray don't go no further than the ceiling. Boom, come back down. Matter of fact, it come down faster than it go up. Because the Lord don't hear that prayer. But he stood still. It's in your Bible. Huh? It's in your Bible. And Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought to him. Huh? Look at, he stood still and then commanded him to be brought to him. Now, look at something. The same one, who told him to be quiet. Jesus used them to tell the man, Jesus is calling you. Y'all missed it. The same one that told him to be quiet, Jesus turned around and used the same trouble blocker. Tell him, Jesus is calling him. Huh? You see, sometimes God will use your enemy to bless you. Huh? He called him, huh? He will use your enemy to bless you. You don't believe me? Psalms 23:5 say, Thou prepared the table before me in the presence of my enemy. He'll make your enemy be your footstool. He'll make your enemy call you. Jesus called you. Look at him, huh? Jesus made them, made the troublemaker, made the blockers call him. He said, Jesus is calling you. Jesus wants you. Hmm? when he came to Jesus, it's in the Bible. When he came to Jesus, Jesus asked this man, "What will thou that I shall do unto thee?" What you want me to do? So many times the Lord asks us, "What do you want?" And we give him some all off the wall stuff. Some stuff you really don't need. Huh? Some crazy stuff. "Let me win the Powerball." God help me. Can't hardly walk. Dying on your feet. You ain't asked the Lord, "Have mercy upon me." You want to win Powerball. Jesus ain't stood still. He left. That's not the right prayer. Now that's your business if you buy it. That's your business. I ain't got nothing to do with that. Ask for the right thing. Be sincere in your prayer. Be honest in your prayer. Go down fast and pray. Ask the Lord. Amen. Be sincere in what you want God to do. He said, "What would you have me to do?" Amen. Jesus asked the man, "What do you want me to do?" And he said, "Lord," he called him Lord, "that I may receive my sight." That I may receive my sight. Look how powerful he prays. "That I may receive my sight." I want to see again. I need to see the glory of the Lord. All I ask you, let me see. Now, you notice that he didn't go down with no long prayer to be heard, seen. He didn't go, it's all right sometimes, the Lord. But sometimes when you need the Lord right then and there, you don't have to pray long. Amen? Short prayer. Jesus answered fair. "That I may receive my sight." What Jesus said? Huh? Jesus said, "Receive thy sight." Just like that. What do you want me to do? "I want to receive my sight." Jesus said, "Receive your sight. Thy faith has saved thee." Woo! It's right there. That's shouting time. "That you may receive your sight." Jesus said, "Receive that sight. That faith has saved thee." And the Bible says, my brothers and sisters, immediately he received his sight. Not yesterday, not the day after, but immediately. We serve a Jesus that moved immediately. Have the Lord ever answered your prayer immediately? When you really need it, the Lord know what you need and what you want. Sometimes he'd answer right then and there. Sometimes he'd tell you, "Wait a while." But it all depends on the need. He say, "Receive that sight." It's right there. Receive that sight, huh? Immediately, he received his sight. We are all blind beggars before God. Satan has blinded the minds of the unbelieving that they might not see the light of the gospel. With from darkness, he went from darkness to light. From begging to following Jesus. From crying to praising God. Look at him. Look how the Lord reversed everything. Don't have to beg no more. Don't have to cry no more. But you can praise God now. What do you do after the Lord then answer your prayer? What will you give God back? What will you do? Will you follow Jesus or will you stay with the crowd? Huh? Will you give God some praise or will you sit still? At the time, I think you ought to praise him. The Bible said when all the people saw that, they gave praise unto God. Because Jesus had healed this man. Bible don't say how long he been like that, but he been in that condition